Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
Think of the entire divine liturgy as you would a Thanksgiving meal with your family and friends. Perhaps one of those traditional ones that are celebrated at grandma's house. In preparation, you wash up, you get dressed appropriately. When you arrive at the meal, it is more than an opportunity to consume food. It is an environment in which you share common stories from your past with your friends and family. You might share your dreams, perhaps plans, even plans for one another. You remember those who have passed away, as well as those who could not be with you at this meal today. Meanwhile, you smell the aroma of the food being cooked. How you say that je ne sais quoi quality. There is an invitation to sit at the meal. You offer your thanks to the cook and to God for the blessing of the day and for the loving bounty from which this meal came from. And then with family and friends around you, you participate, you partake, you eat the meal which has been placed on the table. To celebrate the divine liturgy, we have prepared ourselves. We've recounted stories from our past, instructions from our Lord. We've remembered the saints and those who are suffering in the world today. We have offered our thanksgiving to the one who has prepared the meal, and we received the invitation to partake in the meal. You could imagine how insulted the cook might feel if, after all the time and preparation of the meal, if we refused to eat. Of course, we were invited to a Thanksgiving meal. There was a purpose for the gathering. So too with the Divine Liturgy. There is a purpose for us to gather in His name. It is to partake in the common meal of the Holy Eucharist. At the end of the meal, it is common custom to thank our host for opening his or her home to us and preparing the meal, and the opportunity to come together. So too at the Divine Liturgy. Now that we have participated in the meal, the time has come for us to leave and go outside of the walls of the church. We offer our thanks to God for this mystery. We sing the hymn of thanksgiving, Letzak Iparutyans. We have been filled with your good things, O Lord, by tasting your body and blood. Glory in the highest to you, who has fed us. You who continually do feed us, send down upon us your spiritual blessings. Glory in the highest. Now the deacons invite us to the act of thanksgiving, and we sing Kohanam Kazkender. That is, we give thanks to you, O Lord, who has fed us at your table of immortal life, distributing your body and your blood for the salvation of the world and for life unto our souls. With this hymn, we proclaim our thanks and we acknowledge the meaning of this meal in that it has linked us to immortality. Today we meditate on the opportunity to sit with our Lord at His holy table. Thus far, it has taken place in the temporal world. But we know that there is an element of immortality. We know it is more than bread and wine we have eaten. Christ the Savior lives within us. The same body that came and healed the sick, that comforted the bereaved, that banished the demons, the same body that proclaimed the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of heaven, that same body is now within us. We thank God that the divine has touched us, and for this opportunity that we now have touched the divine. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.